Blog Talk Radio.
Good show, Nina. Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Lines are open. We've got one caller up in the queue, but lines are open, so please feel free to call in. We'd like to give everyone a chance, so one question per caller, of course, and validate readings. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answers. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. Please call in with a number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, as well as profound information. If no one has told you they love you today, me and Miss Nina do. Now, if you want a more intimate reading, you can contact us at the website, theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Okay, and just to let you know, Miss Nina is a Reiki master and teacher. So if you call in and want to know about spiritual things or healing, and she's always willing to help with the teaching or healing too. So without further ado, let me bring in my co-host and station manager, Miss Nina.
Good afternoon, Lennis. I hope you're enjoying your weekend. It's beautiful here, and I know it's beautiful in Seattle as well. So yeah, lovely summer weather. Unannounced. I'd like to wish a great niece birthday tomorrow. Happy tomorrow. Making lots of noise.
Oh, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Also, next weekend, I will not. John Lennis is going to be here, but we have a long weekend up here in Canada for our 150th birthday. So I will be not here. I will be out celebrating family and friends for Canada's 150th birthday. Other than that, I don't have anything other than I hope you got through this new moon okay. It was kind of a rough one as far as the kids go. They were out of sorts, defiant, name it. And apparently some of my friends report that they had really a rough time from friends that normally don't give them you know what. So I hope you got through it. There still could be some fallout from it. So hold on to your hat. It should be over and done with by tomorrow. And that's it for me.
Okay. Well, yes, most definitely. Just to let you know, the full moon begins, too, on July 8th. So if you want to mark that on your calendars. Okay, and my birthdays for this week is Kathleen Murphy, happy birthday, Miles E. Ramsey, very nice young man, and I just love him dearly. Happy birthday, Miles. God bless you. Happy birthday to Maria C. Morales McHorrell. Girl, you got a long name. She's like a play niece to me. She's got a long name. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Michael Powers. He's a musician that's well known on the West Coast. And for my 50th birthday, him and his band sang happy birthday to me. It was really nice. Also, happy birthday to Jamila Wason Pihan. Girl, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. And Mr. Abdul Rahan, happy birthday to you as well. And that's all that I have for birthdays. And Nina, I want to do a couple of quick prayers real quick. We got time?
Yeah.
We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good. Across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes, we ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all. Dear God, we ask that you remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, present day spirits, and future life spirits from all dimensions of time and space, here and now, for all the people that are listening around the world or in the chat room or on the phone. Infinite Spirit, open the way for a huge abundance to come to all of us. We are irresistible magnets for all that belongs to us by divine birthright. So be it, it is done. And of course, something great. I haven't done this in a while, so, you know, we do this three times, everybody together. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Say it with me. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Something great is about to happen to me. Doors are opening everywhere. Okay, I think we're ready to begin now. How about you, Miss Nina?
Yeah, we are. Go for it.
Okay. Let's write this down. Okay, and our first call and welcome to the show is area code 914. How are you doing?
Hello.
And welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. How are both of you ladies?
Doing great.
Good, good. I just wanted to thank you. I called once before, and you were correct on the advice that you gave me of who to work with. So I just wanted to thank you for that very much.
Welcome. Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you. And what is your name again?
Kathy.
Kathy, you're most welcome, and God bless you. And thank you for calling with the validation. Trust me, me and Nina really appreciate that.
Oh, I appreciate you both. Yes, yes. And yes, and that was a lovely opening prayer, too. I thank you. I thank both of you ladies so very much. Yes.
You're welcome. So would you like to continue to listen to the show, or you want to hang up? Up to you.
Yes, please. Yes, please. And I was wondering if I may ask another question. Is that okay?
Oh, yes. You haven't asked the first one. Just go right ahead, young lady.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was wondering, again, for work, if on my next project, if you see Blaine or Bob or Eric helping me.
I feel real strong toward Blaine.
Wow.
Mhm.
Oh, wonderful.
He's like how I feel about Blaine. I feel like Blaine is like he can see the potential in you. He's this kind of person. He sees the potential in you and want to see you do greater. So he might be a little ominous sometimes, or you feel like he's being rude or an AH, but no, he's not. He's looking for, he sees in you the very best, and he's kind of pushy and wanting that to develop for you. Bob, I'm not getting anything. Eric, I feel like Eric is a person that'll pick up and clean up if there's been a problem. he would know how to correct that and put it back the way it should be, almost like electronic. If somebody had a TV and they didn't set it right, he would come in and correct that, like a troubleshooter. There you go.
Oh, wow.
I look at Eric as a troubleshooter. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nina, what did you pick up?
I picked up Eric.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, thank you. Yes, I have contacted him, but it's been a while, so I'll recontact perhaps. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It,
yeah.
Yeah, sounds like Eric might be the one that's better than Blaine, because he'll get
there
and work with you. And yeah. Like I said, Blaine, he's a little caustic. I can feel he can be a little caustic, and that could piss you off. But like I said, he sees a potential in you, so he sees something greater. Where Eric will come in, he's a troubleshooter. Whatever problem you're having, he's going to make it right. He knows how to work around it to make that right. So I guess working-wise, I'd probably go with Eric. I'd agree with Nina and probably go with him.
Oh, thank you. Thank
well,
you
you're
so
most
much
welcome.
Again.
You're most
thank
welcome.
You.
Let us know.
Thank you. I will. And thank you again. Many blessings to you both. Thank you for sharing your gifts with the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're most welcome, Kathy, and thanks for calling out. I'll leave you so you can hear the show. Okay. Okay, next caller is area code 857. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Nina. How are you? This is Gwen.
Hi. Oh, hi, Gwen. How are you?
I'm good, ladies. How are you? Can you hear me?
We're great.
Okay, good. Oh, sure. Maybe I lost you.
Okay.
My question
I just had to cough. I didn't want to cough in your ear.
Oh, okay.
All right, what can we
my
answer
question,
for you today, Miss Queen?
Well, my question's in regards to my friend. I'm not going to say his name. Do you need his name?
Yeah,
kind of. Yes, Queen.
Okay.
Just his first name. That's all. It helps us to focus.
Okay, his name is Alan.
Okay, that's enough. Go ahead.
And I've backed up a lot with him because I felt he just wasn't communicating with me. And there were some other things that were going on. I just want to know if our relationship is going to heal. And what's going on with him.
Okay. He is spiritual. Pick that up. I'm getting a pain, the left side, back of my head, at the neck, left side by the ear. Usually get them in the front. What does that mean when it's from the back? Miss Nina, what are you picking up?
Yeah, you're right, he's spiritual. I'm not picking up anything bad about him. I think because of where Lennis's pain is, and also I have a pain there as well, he can be a pain in the, you know what?
His
way of, he tends to be a little
there
bit timid. He's a little bit timid, and he copes by maybe passing jokes off or saying flippant things.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up about him.
Wow.
I picked up that he's narrow-minded. He's not always open to listening. You know, to listening, just to be open-minded. And don't have a judgment before hearing what is being said.
Thank you.
Yeah, in that respect, I feel that he's narrow-minded. He's not open. And like Nina, I'm not picking anything up. it's almost like there's something within him he needs to change. It's not that way
Amen.
Anymore in life. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
It's like, okay,
yes.
That's 1989. We're now in 2017. So you got to let that go and come forward, you know. So that's what
yeah.
I'm picking up on him. It's some things he don't want to let go. But, and that's what he needs to do. If he lets some of the things out of his past, not even just his past, Gwen, to be
that's
honest
true.
With you, how he sees and understands life. Some of those things have to be
true.
Changed. I know part of it is coming from I can feel his mom from
yes.
Back life,
yep.
and so that's fine. But
yes.
he needs to make
yes.
the call for him.
Amen.
You know,
wow.
Not disrespecting or anything like that, but he needs to make that call for himself.
Wow. Yeah. Because I know he wants to say something to me. I know he wants to say, hey, you know, what's going on? What's happening? I know he wants to because he kind of walks around like a sad puppy. But
yeah.
I can't be the one that's always trying to fix things. I just feel that I just can't always be the one that's always present and making the
well,
effort.
Yeah, he's well, that's what I'm saying, open, narrow-minded.
Yeah.
Open.
Yeah.
Because I can see
yeah.
you having discussions with him, whether it's economics or just relationship-based, because he
mm-hmm.
judges. And that's his weak point. He judges.
Yes. Yes.
And he's got to stop that. That's his weak point. If he didn't judge and you guys just had a conversation or you went out, whatever, like, oh, well,
mm-hmm.
it is what it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But instead
mm-hmm.
he might say something, as we say, out the side of your mouth that was uncalled
yeah.
for because
yeah.
later you see that that wasn't even necessary. So.
Yes, and that was part of the reason why I backed up from him because he said something. I'm like, wow, wow, you know. I need to back up.
Thank you for the validation.
Yeah, I need to back up and really take a really good look at you and take a good look at me as to why I would want to even be involved with someone who basically does not communicate, and when he does, it's all about him. He'll zap my energy, and then he'll run off and do his own thing. And then he'll come back again, and that's how it goes. And I haven't really energetically, in a lot of ways, I just have not given him any attention at any time, and he is pissed. He doesn't like it at all.
Because you're being truthful to yourself. Too bad.
Mm-hmm.
You're being truthful to yourself.
Yeah.
Gwen?
You know.
Yes. Gwen? Yes, honey. Yes, ma'am.
Healing, would you please, when you get off of here, would you please go and make yourself some tea and put some honey and lemon in it, please?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, you're fighting off something right now, and I think that will help you.
Yes. Yeah. I love my honey and tea.
Put the lemon in there, too.
Okay. What is it that you think I'm fighting off?
Well, I see a sore throat and or a cold coming your way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand that.
Yeah. Now, do the two of you see this healing in some way?
Healing for you because you understand him? No. Something has to shake him up like an earthquake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it just shakes his very soul that he'll stop, as the Asians say, and stand still. But until then, as much as you're talking to him and anybody else, he's going to do what he wants to do. So it's kind of like it is what it is. But he's hurting himself. He's not hurting anybody else. He's hurting his own self by not opening his mind to what could be. So
that's true.
Yep.
That's true. Amen to that. And I've just completely have just disengaged from him. I mean, I'm cordial, but other than that, he cannot come to me and feed off of me.
Good.
Good.
Keep it. Good. Amen. Yeah, good.
Yeah, no more
good.
Of that.
Good.
You know, yeah. But, ladies,
well, we're all
thank
on the
you.
Same
thank
page. Yes,
yes,
we're on the same
are.
Page. We just validated your conclusion. So that's all we did was validate. So you were right.
He needs. Yeah, he's very stubborn, and even when he knows that it's the right thing to do, he's not. He got his feet in the sand, and it is what it is.
Yeah, go have that, and take an extra shot of vitamin C. Okay.
I will, honey. I will. Thank you both so much, as always.
You're
beautiful,
welcome, and thanks
beautiful.
For calling, Gwen. We always love hearing
Thank
from
you.
You. So God bless you. Yes, ma'am.
God bless you both.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's in there to answer questions, so come on. And we have, it looks like, a couple lines open. So call in. We got some lines open as we proceed on. All right. Next caller, area code 210. Welcome to the show. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Pearl from Texas.
Hi,
Carol.
Pearl.
Huh?
Pearl.
Did I? C-A-R-O-L, right?
No, Pearl, as in Pearl that
oh,
you
Pearl.
Wear on your...
Oh, Pearl. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I wasn't hearing you correctly. Pearl. All right, Miss Pearl, what can we answer for you this beautiful Sunday afternoon?
So I'm working with a new customer, and I'm just kind of curious how this is going to go. So I just kind of wanted to see what you picked up on it. Her name starts with an L. So just wanted to see what you read into that.
Okay. You can't give us a name, just her first name?
Lauren.
Okay. That's good enough. That's all we need. Okay, now we can concentrate on her. I got yes. What'd you get, Miss Nina?
I didn't get any yes. I got that she can be a pain in the neck.
Ooh.
She can be pretty stubborn about things, but you have a way about you that you'll be able to convince her of whatever you need to do.
Okay.
Are we even close to what you want?
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. It's kind of what I was trying to figure out because she's not really I'm a detail-minded person, and it seems like she's not, more of a broad stroke person, and sometimes she doesn't answer or reply, so I don't know how to read that. And so it's kind of like, wait, am I going? So it makes me kind of question where I'm at.
Well, you know what? I would suggest to you just keep asking her the questions, keep firing the emails to her until you get the answer that you need.
Okay. How is she viewing me so far?
She doesn't have a problem with you.
No, I don't think she has a problem with me. I just said, you know, do you have any tips in working with her?
Well, like I just said, just be persistent with her and keep at her for the answers that you need from her. Because she's kind of cavalier, it's kind of lazy daisy. I don't know whether the summer mode has hit her or what's going on. But yeah, just keep after her. You'll get the answers that you need from her.
Okay. Okay, I'm hoping it goes really well.
You're good. It will. You're good,
Yay.
Pearl. All right.
Yay.
Let us know. Keep in touch.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Area code 858. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, Lennis, Miss Nina. This is Robert in San Diego, California.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to talk with you both. I've got some things I know about, but it doesn't look great. I'm hoping for something better. I've got I took care of everybody with everything, with every penny for several years, for 32 years, 36 years. And now that I'm out of a job, a career that was very lucrative, I have absolutely nothing like everybody else in the nation. And I'm looking for a job, but not a dead-end job, a 9-to-5 that pays $11 an hour. I used to make $150,000 a year. And I know I have more potential than that, but everybody hates me and loathes me. And even though I was a good father, good husband, good patriot, good man, 20 years in the Navy and 16 years out of the Navy, traveling the world, learning every custom in every country from the Far East to the Middle East. But now I have nothing, and I'm trying to get right. I have abundance. I have abundance, and I have some wonderful things about myself, and I have a lot of qualities. But I am not looking to be Joe American with an $11 an hour job barely getting by when I already rose to the top and made something of myself, and now everybody hates me to the fact that I'm not the candy man anymore. I spoiled them with taking care of everything in their lives, and now that I can't, everybody is destroying me like I'm some evil person, and it's not my fault, and I'm trying to get the next job or next career. But that's definitely not going to be over at Rite Aid or McDonald's when I'm building power plants all over the world, 1 to 100 of them. I need to get back up to the top, and I have this new life ahead of me, and it's supposed to be so much better. It's a start again, but I'm not going to do it when I'm still working at Rite Aid. and it's killing me because everybody doesn't care. They turn their backs. They won't put me up. They can't help me. They won't help me. And that goes family and friends. And somebody once told me, I'm finding out that my family and friends aren't my family and friends. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, Robert, the first time. Go ahead, Nina.
Fortunately, I do know what you mean. But you too have to realize that no one and nobody owes you anything.
Right.
What you did for them, you did with the goodness of yourself and your heart. I love you.
Thank you. Somebody understands I was the cowboy with the white hat. Thank you.
Okay, but do not expect something in return.
No, I don't.
Okay, but you're angry, and you need to let go of that anger. Because with that anger comes a lot of negativity. That negativity is stopping you going where you should be. So first off, you need to work on you.
I'm ready to do that, but without cash flow, I can't go into my new life. And if she wants a divorce after 32 years and everybody hates me and turning their backs on me without any support and living separate lives is crazy in the house, I can't step out into to improve my personality, read some more, sing some more, cook in the kitchen a little bit, get do yoga or do something to change my entire life to the good in all aspects. But I can't do it without cash flow, and it's not going to happen flipping burgers at McDonald's. I had a career, not a job. I had a career because I don't want to be a flea in a jar. Flea jump 12 feet off an animal or on the ground, but if you put it in a jar, it's going to hit its head so many times, and then all of a sudden I'm going to get locked in that jar, and I am not going to be Joe American locked in a jar.
Robert, I'm going to tell you something. I got a headache when you were talking.
Oh, I'm so sorry,
dear. No. I don't want you to apologize. I want you to understand something. Number one, I don't care where you are in your life. If you have to start over again, you got to crawl before you walk. Nobody's out there handing out, Robert, here's $100,000. Okay, but that's all right. But I want you to understand that when you start over or trying a new beginning, you do have to crawl before you walk. It takes a little bit. And so what if you have to take a job that is below you? How do you know working that job that there isn't a connection to where you want to go? So if
you have to
take low to get high, that's all right. So what if you work at Rite Aid? How do you know a millionaire won't walk in there and just have a pleasant conversation with you and realize that you have the skills that he's looking for, and boom, there you are, back up to $100,000 a year.
You're right.
But how do you know that?
You're right.
You're not God, and we're not God either.
I know. I rose in the Navy for 20 years and traveled the world, and then I rose in the civilian already a second time. And I just don't want to do this again, eating relish packs and mayonnaise packs and doing some really...
Okay.
I mean, I'm actually can't eat and drink or nothing.
Robert, stop for a minute. You do not have to work on your change yourself. You need to bring what's good in you from the inside. Now, arguing with us and telling us start it over twice, that's peanuts. My husband and I have done that more than twice in life. And I don't blame others.
But they're not talking to me, and they're living separate lives. Yet they say snide remarks. We're talking family and friends. I'm getting they're ungrateful and disrespectful, and they've been irresponsible. They trash everything around and in the house, and I left them there as responsible adults and loving family. And then all of a sudden, I'm the bad guy when I spoiled them, I guess.
Robert, that's something you're going to have to work on.
Yep.
We're not going to. And you have to work on yourself.
Okay. No, I got to get out of here. I'm trapped.
Well, that's you that's put you in this trap. Get out.
I can't. I need a job. I got $3,000 a week of bills, and I can't do it on $11 an hour, and I got taxes to do. I mean, I've got more taxes and bills than anybody else because I was lucrative in a lucrative career, and now with what I've got, is now coming in on me, and I need to make a minimum of $3,000 a week in order to satisfy everybody. Otherwise, and I can't get bankruptcy until I do taxes.
Let us take over, please.
Okay,
oh,
well,
sorry.
Robert,
well,
we thank you.
Forgive
no, that's okay, honey. We thank you for calling, and I'm going to tell you this.
No.
I'm going to be praying for you, and I'm sure Miss Nina
please,
will be too.
Please,
we're going to be praying
you,
for
right?
you.
God bless
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
because
it begins
you,
with you.
Much.
You're welcome.
I'm trying, but no.
Okay.
No, they're
okay,
making it
okay.
terrible in that house.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You, have a good day. You're welcome. Have a wonderful week.
Okay. I'm going to say something now because I couldn't say it with Robert. Right. You've got, all of you have to realize the peace that you're is within you. If you have, I don't care how many debts you have. If you can't pay them, that's all there is to it. There's no minimum. I have to have a minimum of this amount of money a month or a week. It doesn't work like that. It's got to fix it before anything else can be fixed. And, Robert, you need to fix you. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, but you gotta think outside the box, people, and not think the same way. Because we're in 2017 now, and what's in the past is in the past. All we can do is bring things forward for us to make a better life, and it will happen. It ain't gonna happen overnight, but you know, if you try, I'm sure the universe will work with you and try as well to make it a good thing. Okay, let's go on. Next caller is area code 954. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hello, ladies. My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right.
My question is, I've been out of work for a while, and I did have a recruiter call me for a position, but I haven't heard back. I just wanted to know if you see any job opportunities coming my way.
Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks. But I got to tell you this. When you started talking, the angels just wanted to kiss you and kiss you and kiss you and kiss you. I mean, I'm right. I wrote it down because I kept getting kiss you, kiss you, kiss you, kiss you. I don't know where you are right now in your life, but it must be darn good, honey, because the angels just want to kiss you and love you. And I wrote down, kissing you, kissing you, kissing you, and loving you. So you, whatever you're doing, you're on a good path because they're sending gobs of love to you right now.
Oh, nice.
Kisses and love, yeah, all that. Okay, well, I got 2 to 3 weeks. Let's see. I'm getting the letter M. That's a company. I don't know what it is, but it begins with the letter M. So just to, you know, let you know that you'll be working
okay.
for. They're telling me this could turn into a permanent job for 5 years for you.
Oh,
so whatever they
okay.
send you out on, that this company M, there's going to be a position open, but they're telling me 5 years now. Could it be longer? Probably so. But right now the angels are telling me it's 5 years and it's permanent. But it's through this, whatever they send you out on, if the company starts with an M, that's permanent work. So you'll go there doing temporary, but you'll end up being hired permanently.
Oh, okay. And the company starts with an M.
Yeah, M like in Mary. What did you pick up, Miss Nina?
Yeah, I see you getting a job. It's at least 5 years. It could be extended even longer.
Yeah.
See, I'm having a problem because I don't see why you don't have a job already. Like, they're telling me everything is coming up rosy for you. So,
that's
yeah.
That's why they're kissing her. Go ahead.
Corner. It really does.
Okay, so it's right around the corner. Okay.
Oh, that is so good. Love good news. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me tell you, the angels are around you, lady, and they're loving you to death. So you're doing good.
Yay.
Keep on that same path that you're on because you're doing good. Just remember M, and I said 5 years, Nina said, or longer. So this
okay.
kind of wish the guy before you had understood this. So you're working for this temporary place. It may not be paying that much. I mean, going through them. But when you get to this company, you'll have an option to work permanently for them and make more money than what you're making when they send you out on the, you know, on the temporary.
Right.
One
right.
leads
okay.
to the other. Yeah. One leads to the other. So, yeah, God bless. Hey, in fact, let me just say congratulations because I know
no,
when you call us
you.
Back, you'll be working permanently.
Yay! Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, congratulations to you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend, lady.
All right, you both too. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, next call is area code 856. Welcome to the show. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
I'm also looking for work, and I was wondering what you see for me around finding another job.
Okay, so you're not working right now at all?
No.
Okay.
No.
Mechanics. I'm seeing mechanical. Do you work with mechanics or stuff like that?
No.
I'm getting mechanics. You're not into electronics. You're not into...
No.
Oh, wait a minute. There's got to be something. Mechanics or something. I got a little bit of a pain in my right side of my temple, on my forehead, I should say. I keep getting mechanical, but then I see you as a secretary. So it must be a company. But what? Go ahead, Nina.
It's something to do with service, to do with repairs. I see large equipment. It's large equipment, and they service large equipment. So you are you being the receptionist secretary?
No.
There.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't fit either. Maybe you guys
I'm
just
sorry?
Aren't able to. You probably just can't read me for some reason.
Okay, well, I picked up mechanics, and Nina went with repairs, which was me. I was, as she was saying this, I was like, yep, that's it, as a reception or a secretary, because I had picked up secretary too. but you're telling me that you wouldn't work for a company as a reception or a secretary? That's not you?
No, that's not me.
Okay. Well, what field are you in, Laura, that interests you?
I'm a professional, so I develop training. So I train people, training specialists. Sometimes I'm a project manager.
Okay. Well, all righty then. Well, that's all that I picked up, Lisa, Laura.
Okay,
Nina, did
well,
you pick
you
up
so
anything
much
more?
For trying.
Okay,
no,
you're most welcome. Well, have a good day and a wonderful week. And thank you for calling, Laura. Wish you the very best. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. All lines are open right now, so anybody you want to call in, you're more than welcome. We're here to help help you the best that we can. Also, the chat room is open, so anybody don't want to get on the phone, you can go in the chat room and talk to Miss Nina.
I want to
okay.
talk. I may not want to talk.
Well, I'll tell
I
you, call in, folks. We got lines open. We're here to answer questions for you.
You have a couple of minutes. If we have no further calls or questions from the chat room, we will be shutting down. So that's just your, basically your 5-minute warning. Actually, 4 minutes now.
I know that is true. I know that is true. Yeah. Mechanics, anyway.
Dennis,
don't worry about that. Yes, ma'am.
I got a huge headache from today. So
oh,
I'm
you
just
did?
I'm just going to take a couple of seconds here and just cleanse my aura and stuff. So you can continue. I won't be long. I'll be back right away.
Okay. Well, in that case, good. Then I'll do this prayer because I wanted to do the relationship prayer. I haven't done that in a while, and I think it's time to do it again. Yes. Okay. This is for everybody that's looking for relationships. Here we go. We desire a partner who revels in being partnered with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our minds, bodies, and soul with his or her character, integrity with their honor, then sincerity, and above all, with his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our intention, with the belief that we are in fact deserving of having a partner with integrity, who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. And so be it. It is done. Okay. And I'm back. Okay.
I'm back and I'm feeling better. I just needed to take a couple of deep breaths and kind of cleanse myself a little bit. Yeah, I'm just going to remind you all that you're not better than anyone else, and someone has to do those $11 an hour jobs. They make ends meet for most people, If nothing else, they do put food on the table. So please remember that everybody has a purpose on this earth and everybody has a job, whether it's being at home with the children, cleaning out gutters. I don't care. Every job is meaningful. Every person is meaningful. Don't demean yourself or others because of what they do. And there, now I feel better.
Good. Very good. Clap for Miss Nina. I knew Sunday morning had come through. I knew it. Okay, well, folks, it's about that time, I guess. There's no other callers calling in, so I think we're going to close her out. Huh, Miss Nina?
We are, and we're going to go out, and we're going to enjoy the sunshine.
Yes, sirree. If you live in Washington State, you ought to be about 93 degrees or close to it about now. So I hope you're enjoying the sunshine. And definitely thank you, everybody, for listening around the world as well as in the chat room and on the phone. It's a good day.
And I wish all my fellow Canadians a happy day next. Enjoy your weekend. Please remember, don't drink and drive.
Oh, amen. Amen. Please don't. Okay. Well, with that, Nina, I'm out. How about you? I'm going somewhere where it's cool. It's hot in here. Okay. Thank you, everybody. We love you, and we will be praying for some of you. And also remember, if no one's told you they love you today, me and Miss Nina do. Thank you.
Thank you.